I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. No longer on the job, fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe issued a statement about his former boss.
Director Comey in the absolute highest regard. I have the highest respect for his considerable abilities and his integrity.
McCabe, at one time the number two in the agency, whom President Donald Trump has publicly criticized for alleged political bias and reportedly wanted fired, stepped down from the FBI January 30th. He had planned to retire Sunday, his birthday, with full benefits. However, now that he's been fired, some or all of his pension could be at risk. Russia has now expelled 23 British diplomats.
The move comes in retaliation for Britain's decision to kick out 23 Russians, who Prime Minister Theresa May says were spies working under diplomatic cover. Those now named by Moscow must leave within a week. After summoning the UK's ambassador, the Kremlin has also decided to close the British Council, a body aimed at promoting cultural ties. The British government has firmly pointed the finger of blame at Russian President Vladimir Putin. Moscow denies any involvement, but has refused to explain how former spy Skripal and his daughter Yulia could have been exposed to a chemical weapon in the UK that British authorities contend was developed in the former Soviet Union.
That's Reuters' Jacob Greaves reporting. North Korean Foreign Ministry or Minister Ri Yong-ho and Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven met briefly in Stockholm Friday. Swedish UN Ambassador Olof Skog says it's help to build momentum for a broader agenda.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
Talks continue this Saturday. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir